Hey, and welcome back to Lion's Den Podcast. We are in Season 2, Episode 50. We are going to kick off today's as we are so close to the end of the year for students. And we already know university students are done. And then high school students are finishing. So lots of summer things to happen coming up. And as we get into that, there are many ways, as we've touched on the last while, for staying focused, getting everything in and into your routine. So burnout is real, and that is today. So burnout, a lot of people don't realize it, but summer is a great time to re-energize, as we all say, but we also burn ourselves out by doing too much sometimes. Being that a lot of people get time off, people get that time for themselves, they want to get the most everything done, fit things in, and then we have a burnout. So what ends up happening is this burnout, and we then go, we're not taking the time to just have some days where we do nothing. That is one of the biggest things that we can take advantage of during this, is have some downtime, make sure that you are filling up your energy, making sure you're eating enough, drinking enough, and making sure that you're enjoying summer, of course, but you're also not burning yourself out, because the burnout happens due to a lot of people get more time off, they want to do more, their family things, but then when you're doing all of this, you're not taking care of yourself sometimes. And it's go, go, go. You do need those break days. You also need to make sure that you're refueling, eating enough, getting your workouts in, because a lot of people, as we've touched on in the past, do not do that. They fall off, and then when they come back, they wonder what's happened. So this is some of the things that I have seen in the past. One of the best ways to make sure that you have time is, as always, make lists, schedule things, get those things done. Work-wise, if you're still doing that during the summer, and then making sure that you have some downtime for yourself. So some days where you just do nothing, relax, go for walks, fill that cup up, because if you don't do it, nobody else is going to do it for you. One of the biggest things in the burnout world is if you don't have a lot of time off throughout the year, you're burnt out, so you might even need a week or so to kick off summer to relax and kind of re-energize, and making sure that you have enough things to do, just relaxing wise, not just filling up it with every second things that are going to take time and energy. One of the best things that I have found for myself is booking in advance. So that being massages, floats, whatever you may need, some meditation time, relaxing time. Also making sure that you're getting your reading in, because if you're doing readings, kick off your day right and then end your day correctly as well. It's one of the best ways to fill your cup up and counteract that burnout. Burnout is staring at a computer all the time. Our phones are on us all the time. That energy sucker they are. They will take so much away. And if you don't kind of limit it. Another thing that I have noticed is if you're finding these burnouts in the phone, go, 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 you need to make sure that you leave your phone in do not disturb at times when you leave the office. This can make a huge difference. This can also help you really counteract and make sure that you're not burning out and you're not feeling like you can't do something. I have noticed that in my own world, you go, 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 and when you almost take that break back and it sets, that's when it sets in. So you will see this in the summer. You're not going to just have full energy. If you've been go, 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 now that you sit for a second, you will realize that. So you're going to actually need to fill yourself up and make sure that you're eating properly, relaxing more, and not just filling up every single day. The burnout world that we have nowadays with social media, like I just touched on, is it's go, go, go. Your phone is constantly stimulating you, so you need to take a disconnect from that. People can wait on that, and you will feel way better about yourself. I have noticed that in my own world, if I disconnect and just worry about my own stuff while I'm at work and when I leave not, it will make a huge difference, and it has made a huge difference for myself. I have found that in the past, if it's go, go, go all the time, I don't get that, and then I wonder why I'm burning out. This is one of the ways that I have really started to realize. Now, as always, we like to get into things like that. Another thing is limiting your caffeine intake. We've touched on this before, but making sure that you're not overdoing caffeine, making sure that you're eating whatever your diet may be, making sure that you're getting the proper nutrition. And then liquids, of course, wherever you may live. Summer pumps the heat. You're losing more, so you need to make sure that you're drinking enough. I have noticed in my own world, if I do not do these things, I then fall off and then I wonder why. This is usually the culprit. And if I sit back and start thinking about it, this will make the biggest differences in my own life as I sit back and start analyzing it. Now, as always, it's a really easy challenge today. Just think about how you're going to take some time for you. What areas do you want to take? How are you going to do it? Schedule it in. Make sure that your phone, that's the biggest challenge, is to disconnect that and put it in Do Not Disturb. Use the technology in it so people can't get to you as much. In the summer, disconnect, spend that time with your family and enjoy, because life goes way too quick. And if you're constantly go, go, go on your cell phone, you will miss things. So relax, take a second, look back in, and kind of see exactly where you need a break to fill that cup up. It's one of the biggest challenges we all need to do, including myself, and writing it down, making sure that we can get these things and then checking it off, make sure that we stay on course, and it will help you in the long run. So challenge yourself, make sure that you're taking time for yourself, put that in Do Not Disturb areas, make sure that you're filling it up and not be on your phone all the time. Also, make sure you're eating enough, drinking enough in the summer, and then just take some time, just you. Ask yourself how you're going to do this, and then just relax and do it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.